Hi guys, and welcome back. If you're new, my name is Ashley, and this is what I call take two of episode one. I overtried, and you know what? In life, you've got to be a beginner. So it sounded like S-H-I-T, and I kicked the ball. It's just like when a kid gets on the soccer field for the first time, you kick the ball and then you kick it better next time. And I'm really happy that I just kicked it. So now with a little practice, I think I'm going to re-record episode one because, you know, I put a lot of heart and soul into this script and I really want you guys to know where we are going because there is a destination and I want to bring you with me. So here we go. My name's Ashley, and I make videos and now podcasts about accomplishing your goals and chasing big goals in life. I become absolutely neurotic about chasing big goals. I always say, believe it's so hard, it's like it's already happening. You have to plan for it like it's actually happening. So that's how I approach life, and I've even gamified my life now. Some of you may know me from my brand Soul Renovation, and this podcast is about to be a very big part of Soul Renovation. So how did I get here? I'll give you the shorter version of my story here. In later episodes, we are going to go all into my story, each tower moment, and I will take you back there, detail by detail. It's a long story, so it's too much to talk about in the first episode. The most important thing to know now, though, is that my life really re-began in 2014, when I discovered the power to transform myself. I thought I was living before. Like, looking back, at the time, I really believed I was living a good life, but I clearly wasn't. That was the year I started my first vision board and I read A Course in Miracles for the first time. I've read it every year since. This is a book that everybody should be reading. I didn't know it at the time, but in 2014, the moment I hung my first vision board asking for that large life, the entire universe began to rearrange itself for me to have it. When I started on my path, though, nobody taught me the rules of the game, how to go forward or how to make moves, but I figured it out on my own. I made a plan and I stayed super committed. Once the larger plan was in motion, all I had to do was take the one next step in front of me while keeping my vibration high. I put my head down and I took one step forward each day, keeping my eyes on the next step in front of me. And before I knew it, I was reaching all of my goals, one after another, finish line, graduation energy. Looking back now, my life has literally been tower moments followed by massive quantum leaps in life success. I don't want you to think that, you know, since 2014, my life has been all successes, and I know that's how it looks on Instagram if you just jumped on there. And oh my gosh, no. I definitely know what it feels like to be kicked by life and then kicked again while you're down. I know what it feels like for life to literally kick you in the face while you are down. I know what it feels like when you feel like you can't keep going, and I know what it feels like to wake up with that feeling that something is just not right. During the past 7 years, it has often felt like I was going through hell on earth. I've had many rock bottom moments alongside the many highs, but I also now look back at those years with a sort of love, seeing them as the best years of my life because ultimately I was the one who won because of them, because I learned a lifetime of knowledge, and I can now clearly see that it was all training camp for that huge life I had asked for. As hard as some of those times were, I've learned so much through it. I paid a really heavy price for that wisdom, but I am still grateful. My greatest gifts from those years, and wait till you hear these years, I call them tower moments. My greatest gifts from those years were and are my resilience and endurance. The lessons taught me how to take on anything, and that's what I want to teach you how to do. Through those years of life lessons, I have mastered the how and what to make change possible in almost any arena of life. So now I feel compelled to share what I have learned with anybody out there who has lost the sparkle for life and wants help with a strategic plan to move forward. Not just a bunch of like, you know what I mean, the advice on the internet. No, this is not just going to be like that. I want to give you a strategic plan. We must know where we are going. When we get in our car in the morning to go to a destination, we know where we plan to arrive, and that's why we get there. If we had no plan, we would not get to our destination. So we are going to be all about strategic planning here at Soul Renovation. We'll get into my full story and all my tower moments and all the lessons in much more detail in another episode. It's a really long story, and when you hear more of my story, you will appreciate why I see that there could be no other purpose for anybody to go through what I went through unless it was to package it up and help other people. Nothing would bring me more joy than to share this knowledge with as many humans as possible, and I hope nobody else has to go through the lessons I went through. My mission is to help other people figure out what they want in life and then turn that dream into a reality through inspired action and understanding the ways of the universe and the game. Yes, it is a game. I'll confess right now that I don't have it all together, because who does? But I have manifested exactly what I asked for, and now I can see what is possible next. My goals are always larger than life, seemingly impossible at the time when I set them, yet I have full faith in their fruition and I hit them out of the park every single time. I'll also say right up front that I know I'm not an expert, but what I do have is direct experience, and that's what most people don't have that are teaching. I have passed many levels in the game of life, and I trust what I know because I lived through it, and it got me to the finish line. I won. Life lessons have trained me, and they trained me how to harness the energy of the universe and how to gamify my goals. I know what I need to do to move the ball forward in every arena of my life. I have learned how to become crystal clear with my instructions to the universe. All the work I do was initially just for me, for myself, not for the outside world. But, you know, somewhere along the journey, I think everybody gets to the point where they realize what gold they have and it's time to start sharing it with other people. So what I've done is I've collected a lot of the puzzle pieces for you. You see, life is a game, and I've collected all the puzzle pieces in order for you to get a full view of what is going on the entire board. I have been reading, absorbing, and collecting questions over the years, and I'm going to address all of them here on the podcast. And all the life lessons that I teach in School of Soul will be mini featured here, so you can get a taste of, you know, really what it would be like to go to School of Soul and change your entire life. In the last year especially, I've been expanding at a whole new speed. This is a rapid speed that I've never even experienced myself. I've put myself through almost 2 years now of isolation on purpose. You will learn all about it in School of Soul, about why I disconnected and how I got control of my life back and called all my energy back in order to take my largest life goals through the finish line. I always knew I would write a book, and I always knew that I would become an author. And I was waiting. That was until I had another tower moment. And I got the download. Why am I waiting? I had the life lesson served to me again that if I waited, I may never see my dreams walk. That goal may never come to life. It came that close yet again. So I already knew that I know all about goal setting. I am a master at rewiring the brain. I'm a master at gamification. And I am definitely a master at vision boards and making that stuff come to life. So I'm meant to share this. And it's about time that I start helping other people. I'm literally over here renovating my soul and inviting you to come along with me. As I level up, I want you to level up. As you watch me grow, I want you to grow in your life. Because I've made my vision and then broken it down into a roadmap, you can literally follow the steps and you can replicate this exact process in your life, aka enters the strategic plan. So this podcast will not just be me talking about what I've done. This is going to be an ongoing demonstration of my transformation. I am demonstrating my ability to turn my vision board into my real life game board and roadmap for every arena of my life. So stay with me. And your life vision is going to be bigger and better than you ever imagined too. I should tell you that when I talk about what I know, I talk about this as truth, because this is what I have lived. I am still living. This is truth to me. I have learned these lessons from life, and there is no better teacher in life than life itself. You won't be able to prove everything I talk about, but what is actual truth for you is something that you will find for yourself once you start living a life of purpose and you get your character back under control. You will no longer ask the question, is this true or can I prove it? You will simply know for yourself. That question, it won't even arise for you anymore. When I express my views on subjects, you can take them or leave them. I'm simply offering what I have learned and lived through in life. And if you think that that's a good match for you, please take some of it. Please add on to it. Please alter it. This is for you to decide. I am simply broadcasting out what I have learned and what has been a winning strategy for me to take every goal I've ever had through the finish line. I have more than a few theories on life, and we're going to go over many of them here on the podcast. You're about to put on a new pair of glasses that you are never going to take off. Once you see the world the way I see the world and how I see life working, I don't think you're ever going to see the world the same again, and you probably wouldn't want to. My hope is that by you listening and following along, you'll actually be more connected to your vision than ever before, that nothing is going to get in your way from here on out, that you will no longer be looking at the outside world for validation and feeling full, that you will be able to cultivate this feeling for yourself through accomplishing your goals and seeing what you are capable of accomplishing. You're going to become the type of person who knows what they want in life, you're going to know who you are and who you're never going to be ever again. You will become the type of person who gets things done and progresses in the game of life. Nothing is going to be out of reach for you soon. Nothing is going to be too good for you to expect. Once you alter your perception and you apply some new ideas and some new ways of thinking, you can only expect the best from yourself from here on out. By the way, I know it can be strange to hear someone talking about such huge goals, but you have to ask yourself, why is that? Why is it so weird to hear people talking about going for it in life, aiming big, chasing it, and then taking it through the finish line? Have you ever thought about that? Why does it feel so uncomfortable? Why is it not around us anymore? Why don't we hear anyone talking and speaking about their big dreams on the everyday physical plane, the everyday level? When we're kids, we are told that we can do anything, that we can have anything we want, that we can be anything we want in life. Everyone is asking you when you're a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? And as children, we are loud and proud. We stand there and we tell them, I'm going to be an astronaut, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a lawyer. But then we become adults and suddenly we don't talk about the things we want, but yet we're not getting them in our life, meaning we are not having the lives that we thought we were going to have, yet nobody is talking about the life they did want. And maybe that's the reason it's not being called in. As adults, we are just not talking about our dreams enough. We don't talk about how to make them happen. We don't plan for them. We don't share them. It's almost as if society has discouraged us from sharing them. It's not okay to want more. When did that conditioning start? When did you start to feel bad for wanting more? This podcast is going to be for anyone who has goals and aspirations in life and wants to get up and chase them. You've maybe already begun, or maybe you began and then you fell off track. Maybe you're longing to feel more connected. Maybe you want to be more driven, feel more inspired. Maybe you want to be more proud of your life, feel more alive. Maybe you've even hit rock bottom. And if you feel like something is going wrong, and this is a common feeling right now for a lot of people, make the decision to get back into realignment. And before you know it, you will already be on the other side of your transformation. I've gone through realignment enough times to know some truths about how to align. And if you find yourself in the situation and you start to think, oh my gosh, I think I'm doing everything right, but it's not happening enough, please don't worry, you're going to get there if you put the work in. I know that if I keep putting one foot in front of the next towards a goal, that I am going to cross that finish line when I pass all the levels. So with everything, it's all about holding on to the bigger vision and putting in the work every single day. Being patient, trusting, and having faith in the process. Everything will move smoothly and everything will eventually work out in your favor. Everything will get better for you. As I often say, faith it until you make it and you will get there. Whatever guided you here today, you are in the right place. So follow along and get ready to change your life. This is only the beginning. Before we dive into the podcast, it's important for you to understand the foundational concepts behind everything I talk about. You're going to hear a lot of these terms over and over and over again. So I'm going to lay out some of the most important things for you here and now. You're going to hear me use the word game all the time. You see, I only see life as a game board now. We each have a custom game board and we're all here on a journey across our personal game boards. And if you're living in a game, wouldn't you want to get above the board and have a high-level overview of what you're about to face? I'll be talking a lot about that. It's my obsession now. I see every part of my life through this lens of a game now. And I want to break down how levels work and how the structures of levels work so that I also can help you get to the finish line of your goals. I also talk a lot about the co-creative process between you and the universe. You're going to do your part and the universe is going to do its part. I'll be saying this over and over again. And I'll be talking a lot about energy because it is fundamental to all. I'll tell you a little bit about it now and we'll discuss it in far greater detail in many episodes to come. You are basically made of energy. You come here to create with your energy. You literally have the ability to shape, create, bend, manipulate your physical world around you with your energy. Hear me. This is magical. You have magical creative powers that run through every cell of your body. It's an energy that, when harnessed, can create miracles in your life. You also have access to this amazing resource within you every single day. It's always there when you choose to use it. every single moment of your life, this is available to you. Transformation begins with your words. So it's important that you know what you are speaking and you speak only of what you want to create. In fact, there is one core belief I have in life. It's that every word counts. Knowing the words that I speak create my reality, I give myself the constant reminder to mind my words. The words you speak have powers and implications in ways that you just cannot see with your physical eye. Words hold energy. Words don't disappear and they do not dissipate. Every word carries a positive or a negative vibration. So if you don't understand the power and the meaning behind your chosen words, you may as well be illiterate. Yes, most adults are using their words in contrast to their original meanings, thus bringing things to life that we don't want to bring to life. Throughout this podcast, you're going to get to know how much I love exploring definitions and the original meanings of words to help you uncover their deepest meaning and connect you to the power of them. I'll also help you relearn what many of the words we regularly say in our society actually mean, and you're going to be surprised. It's important and it's scary. So in a nutshell, this is how energy works. You are an energetic match for everything you send out. It comes back to you. Every word you speak and every thought you have and every action you do or take, it all returns to you. All of it. The universe serves you exactly what you deserve and what you are an energetic match for every single time. So understanding the words that you are choosing really does matter. The good news is you just need to consciously start talking about what you want. You need to speak about what you want. You need to start thinking about what you want. So I'll talk a lot about what you can do to elevate and focus your energy and begin operating at an energy level that matches the life that you're meant for. For anything to manifest in your physical world, you must first be an energetic match to it on the spiritual plane. And what is really cool about this is when you start training your brain to automatically keep you operating at that level, that's when all the different parts of your brain start to work for you. Your RAS, your mirror neurons, and your body, your brain, will start pulling you towards your goals. Again, it's called your RAS and your mirror neurons. And brain hacking is a topic I am very passionate about, so yes, there are episodes coming on that too. A lot of you are stuck in stories, cycles and patterns in life that you honestly are reliving and you don't mean to, but yes, you are the one causing them. And because you don't really understand how this is coming to life with your words, that's okay. This isn't your fault. They didn't teach us this in school. Not yet, at least school is full. Now that you know that your energy is your power, I'm going to teach you how to use it to show up and write a new story for your life on a clear new page. You are meant to be the author of your story, and you are the creator of your life. And as you are also the character in your game, character being another term I'll be using a lot, I'll explain how you can get your mind under control and your character working for you instead of against you. For example, I'm going to tell you how I unload everything that is holding my character back, thus making my character's journey as easy as possible for me to cross the finish line. And here's something really important that kind of strings all of these different words and experiences I've been describing about your life together to help explain what you're meant to learn from it all. It's called your divine design. This is your purpose. If you have ever been looking for a term to describe your purpose, it's called your divine design. Honestly, I believe everybody has a purpose here, and you will never feel fully fulfilled until you fully accomplish and reach your purpose. That is basically what we come here to do. In our soul's contract, we are meant to build ourselves. We are meant to evolve. We are meant to become something. We don't just come to earth to get up and go to work and earn money and pay bills. And I know you know this in your soul, you do. And we are meant to achieve something. Everybody has something they are here to achieve. Your inner being, your soul knows. If you can just create the space for grace to connect within, it knows what you're meant to do. It knows you're meant to be somewhere. And because you're listening to this podcast right now, I have a feeling that you know that. So now that I've prepared you with some of the key themes and topics that we will be repeating throughout this podcast series, I want to address the topic of, you know, where we are as a society right now. And another reason I think it's really vital that I get in alignment, aka start this podcast, release all my courses. It's time. We have lost our purpose, and I kept getting the download that School of Soul had to be now. We're going to get more into what my downloads are in another episode, but for now, all you need to know is once you get connected to your purpose, you're going to start having a lot of downloads as well too. And part of my teacher role will be to teach you how to create space for grace so you have room for these downloads to come in when divine decides to share with you. It has become clear to me that we've lost our connection with ourselves. We no longer know ourselves. We do not know our connection to spirit, and we certainly do not understand our powers. We aren't being shown how to hone our truly most amazing gifts that we come here with. Society has become so disconnected, all while thinking that we are more connected than ever before. And the truth is that we're slowly becoming unplugged from our core, from our inner light, from the divine. So much that our inner lights are dimming and flickering out, and for some, almost turned off entirely. I know you see this. It's that sparkle in the eye that you just do not see in a lot of humans anymore. That is life force, and it is fading. I'll say it again. We've lost connection with our soul. We become so disconnected from the soul that when one finally meets their soul, they quite often scare themselves. And there is no reason to be afraid. The soul will be your inspiration. In fact, it is literally why you're here. Connecting with it allows you to explore life's possibilities, your life's possibilities, your life's potential, and its purpose. I want you to get really honest with yourself and ask the question, when was the last time you just sat around to think? To think about your life, to think about your potential, and to think about your purpose. To question, to ask, and to explore. However long it's been, if it wasn't today, it's been too long. See, we've lost our hunger for wonder. We're never alone with our thoughts anymore. The more we use technology, the less we actually think. We are always connected to everyone and everything without ever really being connected to anything. We have all these energy cords flowing inside and out of us. We are practically walking around as sifters with our most valuable resource leaking out of us in every direction. How can we possibly be connected to ourselves when there is nothing left of ourselves because it's all outside of us? We haven't left any space for grace and any space for our soul and its greatest purpose. So I want to look at this another way with you. Let's look at some words. Have you ever noticed how people use the word quote unquote lost? Someone usually says they feel lost when they do not feel on path in life. Maybe you've even used this word in this way, and you've said it most likely when you felt that you were not where you were meant to be. Because lost is a feeling. It's not actually just a word. You feel it. So let's dive into this for a moment. It was a feeling, not a mere thought. Wonder why? Okay, let's talk about the definition of the word lost for a minute. I love dictionaries, as everybody knows, and I'm not talking about the ones on the internet because those are full of lies. I have a physical dictionary collection. It's a large one, and many of them are dating back centuries. So I found an earlier version here from 1640. The definition for the word lost, quote unquote, is spiritually ruined, inaccessible to good influence. The usage has obviously since evolved, and the internet dictionaries will tell you that it means gone astray. But interestingly enough, astray appeals to one's sense of direction if you dig into that as well. So there too, you could draw the line to the sense that one is not in or on the right direction, aka not on path. The way I see it is the very essence of the meaning lost is about your connection to spirit and your soul. When you are not connected, you are lost. And when you are not on path, you are lost. You feel lost when you know in your soul that there is somewhere else you were meant to be. And you feel it because you're missing it. That is guidance from within. I have often explained this experience of feeling lost to people as, you know, there's a couple ways this can come up. You can really be lost in your life, meaning like you're nowhere near path, or you could just be slightly off by 1 degree. And that's what happened to me. Like, I really got everything I wanted in life, but there was a couple of things that when I got them, I was like, oh, no, that's not for me. So I kind of explained this feeling as I was always standing in the right room. I was just facing the wrong direction. So it was just a slight feeling of something isn't right. And I couldn't put my finger on it. So I did what any human would do. And I started swapping things in and out of my life one thing at a time. And I would swap out the car, I'd swap out the house, I'd swap out the partner, I'd swap out the habit. Like, I could go on and on. And that doesn't work because lost is a feeling of being connected to the soul. It has nothing to do with the other things you're connected to. It's essentially the feeling of not feeling at home, the feeling of never truly doing what you're meant to do because you know you're meant to do something else. It's a naked calling of knowing that something else is out there for you and you're not doing it at this moment. And that can become a very painful call if you don't start listening and acting towards it. But don't worry, I've got you. I've got lessons on lessons on lessons on how we're going to unload the things that are holding you back in life, unload the things that are holding you down in life, and help you get realigned back onto your path. Whatever you're feeling right now, wherever you are in this moment in your life, the future possibilities are always there when you're courageous enough to connect. I want to give you a quote that I love, and it is that current situations do not dictate your future destinations. I'll say it again. Current situations do not dictate your future destination. So right now, I come to you and I present this podcast as my broadcast, and I will be sharing only guided by soul, and I'm here to help get you connected to the divine. I want to teach you how to make space for grace so that miracles can enter your life and you can sit back and say, yeah, I took part in that. I also want to assure you that whatever you're going through or whatever you have gone through, nothing is ever truly a setback. It is always a setup for your future greatness. If you can only trust in the connection, with time, you will always see that your life lessons are for your benefit. Life lessons are there for us to learn, but extracting life lessons means fully going back to them, very intentionally to dig the lessons out. Trust that the purpose of each and every single experience was to extract the lesson. I have an entire module in the course, and I love the name of this one. It's called It Was a Life Lesson, Not a Life Sentence. I'll warn you though, when you have the courage to really connect and transform, these seasons of transition can feel very uncomfortable. It is essentially the feeling of ripping through the last layer of your old life. Imagine a butterfly like literally trying to burst out. Think about that. I know this feeling very well. Birthing a new life is so exciting because it's a new life. But birthing a new life also means mourning the death of your old life. You have to let your old character die. If you're about to do this, you're not alone. I am well aware of how close I am to changing my life. I am right there with you, and I'm not just talking about it here. I know that when we enter into seasons of transition, we're so scared to go into the unknown. Even when we know that it is our life purpose taking us there, it's still scary because essentially your old life has to die for your new life to be born. And with all that, I want to end it with, I have gotten to the point where I trust the journey no matter what though. No matter how difficult the path is at times, no matter how, whatever life tries to throw in my way, I know I've got this. So I get up every day and I play the game. By now, I know that when I ask for a big life, there are big hurdles and big levels coming my way, and I am going to be prepared and ready for them. I know that I need to remain open to all possibilities that the universe has in mind for how it can and will materialize for me to stay on purpose and bring me the things that I desire in life. If you are open to and inspired by the idea of possibility, keep listening and let's start to ponder and answer these questions. What is possible? What could you accomplish in your life? How far could you make it in the game of life if you got up and you tried your best every day? I think that true soul satisfaction comes from actually showing up for yourself and seeing what you're made of. I have so many exciting topics to share with you in upcoming episodes. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a screenshot and post it to your social media. Always tag me at Soul Renovation. Also, don't forget to pre-register for School of Soul. We will be launching soon. This has been Ashley from Soul Renovation, and I cannot wait to go to school with you. I will see you soon. Bye.